بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض.
Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth.
يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, and Allah will not consent save to perfect His light, though the unbelievers are averse.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا.
Let me go! Please, let me go! Oh my lord! When a drop of water does not lose its significance in the ocean, then how can a believer perish after meeting you?
It was the year 137 AD, 890 years after the establishment of the Roman Empire. The Romans ruled over the land between northern Turkey and southern Damascus. This area was also known as Eastern Rome. The Romans considered their civilization to be superior to all other civilizations. That was merely on the basis of economic, architectural, and financial progress. Infamously, they were also well-known oppressors of their times. This is Philadelphia, a province of Eastern Rome. It is now known as Amman and is the capital of Jordan. The center of progress was ruled under a stubborn and merciless tyrant by the name of Diocletianus. After Prophet Jesus' divine ascendance, the monotheistic religion swept over the hearts of the people. These people could not bear to worship the mythological gods of the Romans, who in turn did not accept the religion of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the monotheistic people were oppressed and tortured under harsh terms, but all this oppression could not control the spread of this holy religion.
His Highness Diocletianus.
Yeah, very good. It's very good news. I'm very happy today. Very happy to see you all here. A special messenger has brought news that soon the eastern areas of the Roman Empire will be adorned by the arrival of the great Emperor of Rome, His Highness Adrianus.
Thanks to the great Jupiter who has bestowed upon us such a great and bounteous honor.
And most likely on his way to Jerusalem. He'll take a break from his journey and spend a few days here with us. His arrival to Philadelphia must be an epic. You, my dear Blutus, immediately get all the temples renovated, and with the idols of August, decorate them all.
Callus, go to Adunia right now and tell him to change his residency immediately. Maybe Pluton has disclosed his whereabouts after torture. Take care, Callus. Callus? Adunia might be under watch.
You, Martinus. The head of the tax department. Keeping my friendship with the great emperor in mind, prepare a suitable gift for the emperor. Starting today, double the taxes. Okay?
How, Your Excellency? We can hardly collect these taxes.
You, Martinus. This is not Rome, and these people are not real people. They are a herd of animals that if you leave them, they will be eaten by calf. Therefore, don't leave them, okay? Don't leave them. And you, our dear Dionysius. I want a beautiful theater suitable for the arrival of the emperor. Gather a lot of gladiators. Lions, bears, and even wild animals. And a lot of Christians, too.
His Excellency Maximilian.
Finally, our Supreme Counselor has arrived.
I'm at your service, Your Excellency. Praise be to Diocletianus. Please excuse me. Forgive me.
Mr. Maximilian, up until now, where have you been?
It's impossible for one to hide from Your Excellency. I went to visit...
Oh, let me guess. Perhaps you went to go see the ceremony where criminals are burned to death.
That wasn't the only reason for my delay. I had gone to visit a Roman family.
Were they sick?
No, sir. They were a family in mourning. I gave them my condolences and fulfilled their needs.
Your Excellency, may I ask Maximilian a question?
What's happening here?
We have come here to collect taxes. This man doesn't wish to pay his dues.
He doesn't want to pay, or he doesn't have it.
That doesn't have anything to do with this. We have come to collect taxes.
Release him at once.
Who might you be?
As an officer, you should obey your superior and not question him. Let him go. Release him.
I am here on Duke Lithianus's bidding to collect taxes. I cannot accept your request.
Can't you understand a straight word?
It seems that you don't understand any other language. Now take this!
Just spared your life right now. Now take your men and get away from here.
Your Excellency, instead of supporting the Roman soldier, why did you confront him?
I really don't know. All I know is that I don't want to live under tyranny. Maybe, since birth, I've been born this way. And it suits me.
But love for this world and all its attraction is an internal desire. Why don't you endeavor to fulfill this internal desire?
Do you have any evidence to justify your good and bad deeds?
I don't do anything without a purpose. I am certain that I will be judged for all of my actions, whether those are good or bad actions. If this is not my belief, then really, my life has no meaning.
From whom will you get the reward of your virtues?
Where does your servant, or your slave, get their reward from?
From my lord.
Yes, from his master. You, and you. I will also get my reward from my master. Everyone has a master.
What you mean to say is that you will get your reward from your god. In my opinion also, there cannot be higher esteem for your virtuous concepts. But I don't have the understanding that we will claim the rewards of our deeds from those gods whom we have created by our own hands. I know there is a god. I'm sure of this. But what he looks like, I can't say.
My lord, the Almighty, our Creator, but your God, the God of the Romans, is built by their own hands.
No, I don't believe in the God of the Jews either, because if you are a Jew, you believe in a God of your own clan. And I've read in your religious book Torah that you people, you say bad about your prophets and speak low of them. How can I believe in such a god that descends from heaven to earth, wrestles with his own prophet on earth, and gets defeated by his own prophet? And if you are a Christian, still I will not believe in your god either, as your god, like the Roman gods, have children and is limited. This is what your Bible says. Is that not the truth?
This god that you are referring to is a god made up by Christian propaganda. It is not the god of Prophet Jesus. To convert the Romans to Christianity, they have fabricated the true religion in accordance to this Roman religion. Now allow me to introduce my faith to you. I am a monotheist. I believe in only one God, and my prophet is Jesus, son of Mary, no one else.
You mean the God of Jesus is different from the God of Christians?
The God of Jesus is the God of all the prophets and is the God of the last awaited prophet. And any other belief is a belief that is made up by our simple minds.
Do you know what you're saying? Have you any evidence to prove your point?
There are so many proofs. But the best is in the Bible of Barnabas, which is dearer to me than my own life.
Can we possibly see that Bible?
Yes, why not?
Hold on! Petronius Centus! Before you die, have you anything to say? This is the chance given to every criminal.
My lord! The Son of Mary has said that truth which you fear to say, even in the dark, will one day be revealed openly in the light of day. And that faith which you have acquired in your own homes will one day be pronounced everywhere.
He must be executed.
He must be killed.
His family that you visited today, aren't they related to that criminal Plutonius? Who was burnt today for practicing Christianity?
Should a sinful Roman be punished for his crime? A needy Roman, too, should be cared for.
Mr. Maximilian, that you went to console a sinful family?
Absolutely right. But, Your Excellency, for the crime of one person, should all his family suffer too?
Mr. Maximilian, you of all people know me well. People's lives have no worth to me. You are only my daughter's husband, and you also have no worth to me. If you don't believe me, ask my daughter and she'll tell you how I ripped out the eyes of a traitor and threw them away. If I for one moment doubt anyone's loyalty, it will be the end of his life.
Oh Lord, humanity is suffering in the dark, and our eyes are waiting for the light of revelation of justice. Oh Lord, shine the light of Ahmed on Mount Pharaon, till darkness goes and light comes. Light of Ahmed.
Anthony!
Oh, How sincerely you address your Lord.
Your Excellency, I also heard you mention in your prayers the name of Ahmed. You expressed a wish to see him. Tell me, who is Ahmed?
Have you read the Divine Book?
No, I cannot read or write.
Allow me to recite to you some verses from the Holy Book. This is the good news revealed by Prophet Moses to the children of Israel before he departed from this world. This is that revelation that was revealed at Mount Sinai, sparked on Mount Saeed, and shone on Mount Pharaoh. This light which struck on Mount Pharaoh is no other than the Messiah, whose glad tidings have been given by our Master Jesus, son of Mary. And that is no other than Ahmed.
Do you mean, when Ahmed comes, he too will break the idols, just like his grandfather, Abraham?
No doubt.
You expressed a wish to see him.
This one, he's a Christian. I know him. Arrest him.
No, let me go. I am not a Christian.
He's a Christian. I am
not a Christian. He's lying. Let me go.
He too, Christian. Arrest him.
You liar. I'll show you who I am. Do you know who I am? I am one of Maximilian's men. Let me go.
He's a Christian. Arrest him. He's a Christian. Arrest him. Arrest him. Arrest him.
Stop. Stop. I'm not a Christian. He's a Jewish spy. A liar. Let me go.
Where are you taking them?
The strong men for being gladiators and the weak men for the lion's cage. It'll be an interesting show, my lady.
Can you assure me with the arrival of the emperor and his stay here that there will be no problem in the city?
Just as you ordered. The followers of Christ and the unbelievers have been captured and suppressed by our valiant soldiers. Fear not, Your Excellency. I have also crucified their leader. We are now ready for the Emperor's arrival.
The brave gallantry of Apollos, the courageous son of Jupiter, is still visible to this very day. And now when he comes, we will bow down and place our foreheads at the feet of the Emperor.
With your permission, sir, we shall go and receive the Emperor.
Thank you.
Focus attentively. I have devised a plan such. Not only the Emperor, but the entire Empire will collapse. To arouse the people to fight, but not with the sword, with justice.
So you mean tomorrow? We have to stand up and raise our voices for the sake of God?
You mean to say we accept death?
No, we are taking the path of life. Death is just a journey to reach the Almighty God. By rising against the false gods, right or wrong, in the city of Rome and its regions, many people consider us honest intellectuals. If we disregard the Emperor and turn away from the false gods, definitely all the people will reawaken, forcing them to think it over. Our religion will flourish more, and the Emperor will fall with his gods.
I do not think that in this hectic world, nothing can be more sweeter than death.
Gallus, return them to their homes. You're still awake, Helen.
Yes, I'm still awake. But I'm witnessing my dreams coming true.
We had to do something. And this is the perfect moment.
I too want to be amongst you in tomorrow's session.
So, what about Irkamit?
God is great. He will certainly protect Irkamit. We surrender him to God.
You and the wives of Tilmikar and Ioannis must remain to let the people know. I don't think it wise to be with us, Helen. If you also get killed, who will take our path in guiding the people?
I don't know. I just know that I need to be with you.
Helen, you speak as if the world had ended.
Yes, it's true. In my world, there is nobody but you.
Try to understand. It has come to the point of making a decision. Helen, please try to understand me. My dear Helen, you know well, this is the right time, and we have to do it. I'm certain God will help us all. And give you patience to bear. Have strength, Helen. Like this, Irkamit will wake up.
My lady!
Oh my
God! What happened?
Do something! Do something! He wants to leave us!
Daddy, why is Mummy crying?
Nothing, my son. Return to sleep.
He wants to just leave and abandon us forever.
By God, dying is preferable for me than leading this life.
Thank you.
We thank our gods who have given us this honor and privilege to welcome His Highness Adrianus, the great noblemen of Philadelphia and their associates, on this grand historical occasion, offer their loyalty and devotion to the Emperor, His Majesty the Great Adrianus. Greetings to the great Emperor Adrianus, my God, the Romans' God, and the world's God.
Greetings! Greetings!
If the great Emperor permits us, the noblemen of Rome, and the intellectuals, on behalf of the people of Philadelphia, would like to come forward on this grand occasion to offer their devotion and loyalty to the great Emperor. The Honorable Plutus, the great priest of Philadelphia.
Greetings to the great Emperor Adrianus. My God, the Romans' God, and the whole world's God. Greetings to Jupiter, the able and eminent God. Greetings to all the gods who run the whole world and the whole universe.
Greetings! Greetings!
Greetings to the eminent Emperor Hadrianus, my God, God of the Romans, God of the world, and all its people. Greetings to the powerful Jupiter, and greetings to all the gods who run the affairs of this world.
Greetings! Greetings! Greetings!
The Honorable Maximilian, the great advisor and counselor.
There is no God in this world, except one God who is the creator of this world.
What did he say?
There is no God in this world except one God who is the creator of this world. Abraham's God, Noah's God, Moses' God, Solomon's God, David's God, Jesus' God, and the God of the last prophet, Ahmed, which the world is awaiting. And the God who sent all the prophets to guide us. And the God who promised hell to the oppressors and idolaters.
Do we have to listen to this nonsense?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, Jupiter. Mr. Maximilian.
He is not alone. We also accept and believe what he says. And have faith in them.
We don't believe in false gods like Jupiter, Diana, Hercules, Gilbert, Mars, and gods like you, Hadrianus.
How long will you allow our gods to be insulted?
Have patience. Please be seated.
We do not believe in gods other than the one abiding, eternal, majestic, the Creator.
I have a principle too. On three conditions, I don't make decisions. Anger, intoxication, and fear. Diocletianus, would you two like to join them?
I...
What about you? And you, Brutus?
We must join them.
Then what about the Emperor's assassination plan?
They've shaken the Empire. That's more effective than killing the Emperor.
Anyone else wants to join them?
Yes, there are still some. There are other people who want to join them.
Yes, we totally acknowledge what our brothers have said.
The Emperor is a human being just like us and nothing more. Does your intellect permit you to submit to such an individual as your creator? Or worship man-made idols shaped from gold, stone, and silver?
Our God is eternal and the absolute, and he has no children. He is one and the only one.
These people are angering our gods. They've become infidels. They should all be crucified.
What is going on, Diocletianus?
Your Excellency, they are Roman noblemen. I don't understand why they have joined the religion of the lower caste.
I can see that, but what are they doing in your court?
Excellency, these infidels are the sons of Rome's nobles. Their forefathers have lived respectable lives under the great Roman Empire for many years. Your Excellency, I don't understand why they have gone mad.
You are mad! Mad are those who create gods from stone with their own hands and kneel before them.
Sane ones, rather than believing in one God, the sole creator, you make idols with your own hands and worship them. Now you decide who are the insane ones.
It's you. You are the one who started worshipping a God that you don't know and never seen. So how can you make his idol?
The great Xenophon used to say, if horses, lions, and cows had hands and could paint, no doubt they would have painted the gods in images of their own selves, because they knew the foolishness of people like you, Sir Brutus.
What could be absurd than this, that Jupiter exists in this world and Apollo is his son? It's ridiculous. Is there or is there anyone more tyrant and criminal than you who misleads the honest and the innocent people?
Your Excellency, do you think you've been granted lordship over these people? Can you survive without food and sleep and delay your death?
That's enough. I won't tolerate any more. Arrest them.
Kill them. They should be burnt.
No, just arrest them. Death is too good and easy for them. I want them alive. They will pay for this.
They have abused our gods. Kill them. They should be burnt. They should be killed.
Kill them.
Burn them. Eat them. Kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Burn them.
Burn them.
Threats of torture and imprisonment shall not scare us. We do not fear these fake gods.
Kill them. Burn them. Burn them alive. Eat them. Kill them. Burn them.
them. They have slandered our gods. Kill them. Kill them.
Kill.
Let them escape. Kill them. Burn them. They have slandered our gods. They have abused our emperor. Not let them escape. Kill them. Burn them.
Will there be a rebellion against the empire if we kill them?
If you want to know the truth, to kill them, it won't be that simple. You know Rome very well. You know their background. You yourself assigned them to come here. Surely Rome will react. In Philadelphia, they are influential people, and they're known for good behavior. There are many people here who are drawn to and attracted by their good behavior.
The best way to suppress this rebellion is to force them to confess. And if they renounce their religion, most of their supporters, by following these men, will be forced to abandon Christianity. Then we can get rid of them quietly.
Let me see what you can do. Now force them to repent and beg for mercy. I will commence tomorrow's session with Maximilian's repentance.